You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Cool.
Let's go.
There's Jimmy Bednarik walking by.
The gang is all here.
Woof. What a place around here. My gosh. This is something else. That's not the same. I sent you the wrong video.
Are we okay over there?
My gosh.
Get you some filthy pirate. That'll reset you.
We'll get it. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday show. Knee deep in the middle of primaries. And you know, once those ballots get out, this is where the rubber meets the road.
It's, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. This is when it becomes a full contact sport.
It's on, as they say.
Down like a Donkey Kong. On like Donkey Kong.
I always like that one. I don't know why.
I remember saying that for some political story, and some, you know, boomer MAGA pure guy is like, oh, this is serious. You shouldn't say that. I'm like, now it's on like Donkey Kong.
I was just kidding before, but now it really is.
I'm sure that'll be in my tribunal. Dave and Betsy, write that down.
Clearly.
Too. His insensitivity
issues. The scrolls, and they'll drop the bottom scroll, and it'll just roll for like 20 feet with all their charges against you.
You know what I love about all the MAGA purity heroes out there is they keep telling you they're going to fight for your rights, right? And they're going to take on the establishment and the fake news and the media, and they're big, strong Republicans, right? And then you kind of go, then you show up to a Saddlebrook breakfast, say something that's pretty stupid, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe someone videoed that. Oh my God. Well, aren't you supposed to fight the power?
275
oh my God,
people.
Why are you playing my video? Why? Right? And I got Wadsack yelling at Dunbar because Vince Leach sent out a text to everyone while she was talking on the dais. Why? I thought you guys were supposed to be like heroes. Like you guys are going to be like, you know, like working for G.I. Joe or something like that. I mean, not the old G.I. Joe, the paramilitary international organization. Not that guy running around with swimming action and all that stuff in the old days.
Impressive.
I used to have that one with the fake campfire, too. That was one of my favorites, was G.I. Joe's fake campfire. She's fake news.
Didn't they have one with Kung Fu Grip? Is that?
That could be Kung Fu Grip.
Still get away with that one?
Can you say that now?
I'm not sure. I'm not positive.
I could see the lefties yelling cultural appropriation for someone to learn Kung Fu. So Jorge Rivas will be here in the third hour. And of course, he owns Sammy's Grill up in Catalina. He was his wife became pretty famous for coming up on the stage with the Trumpster at the TCC. And there's a documentary that's out right now about Hispanics and Donald Trump. And I guess they're in it. And so he's going to come on in about 8:07, and we're going to talk about the documentary. So that'll be fun. And then I'm going to tell you something. This could be, I mean, Patty's phone's going to blow up after this one because no guests up until that. It's just me free spinning out there.
Anita's McCluskey in here, and the trouble will just.
For all of our smart wakies out there, clever wakies, I'm going to read the Laura Conover email to her email list in response to the Tucson Crime Free sponsoring a victim's press conference at the courthouse yesterday.
Good. That should be that's a grievance that should be aired right there.
But what I need from the Wakeys, I need a song to play in the background while I read the Laura Conover email. It's a long one too.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm at You're So Vain by Simon. Yeah. That one. Three, sir.
That one.
All right. So right now, Carly Simon, You're So Vain is my starting tune that we will
play
in the background. So I need you to call 790-2040. Text me if you know my text number, wakeuptucson@gmail.com. Message me through Wastebook. Whatever you need to do, I need a song a song for Mateo to play in the background while I read this drivel from Laura Conover.
Okay.
But right now, I'm self-appointing You're So Vain by Carly Simon as leader in the clubhouse. Now, you can knock her out of the box. I'm okay with that. It was suggested earlier that we should be playing Bernard Herrmann's Psycho soundtrack as part of that. I don't know if I like that one right now. We'll go to the survey about how many Americans believe college is worth the expense, and we'll compare contrast that to racist Katie blowing $500,000 of your taxpayer dollars to do a commercial to everyone to fill out their FAFSA, which I did finally see one of those commercials when I was in Yuma on last Wednesday. We're going to do talk to you about a left-wing nonprofit harvesting voter data to juice Democrat turnout. We're going to talk about that. Government gives more aid to immigrants than to Social Security retirees. We'll get to that. We'll get to necromancy, AI company resurrecting dead Hollywood stars to read audiobooks. We're going to talk about the GOP platform and a couple of things that might be missing. Barcelona residents are going anti-tourism. We'll go to that. Steve Moore on draining the swamp is more important than ever. We're going to talk about Whoopi Goldberg. I don't care if Biden had pooped his pants or can't put a sentence together line. We're going to give you a story.
Takes one to know one. Sorry.
I love that one of the people that was in the story, yesterday or over the weekend about Democrat Congress people asking Biden to leave is Nadler. I mean, that man actually soiled himself during a press conference. For reals. Now, man driving 96 miles per hour at time of deadly Pima County crash.
Yep.
Victim critical, suspect arrested in Tucson aggravated assault.
You only need to go 88 for the flux capacitor to work, so I don't know why you needed to go 96.
Oral Valley candidate Liz Robb is complaining about stolen and damaged signs. It happens to everyone, girl. People lose power in Midtown after some psycho hits a car. A car. I mean, there's enough pressure on the grid, as we say, without drunk psychos running into the transformer. What else do we got here today? Only election deniers reject the results of the 2024 Democrat primary. I like that one. And I did send Matt yesterday, the National Education Association president goes on an unhinged rant. Woo! We're going to play that before this day is out. So we're going to go to break. Windows, I'll take you when we come back. Again, we're looking for a song for me to play underneath me reading the Laura Conover email attacking grieving families at this press conference. Now, Bill Beard, I did mention this one today, which was they're coming to take me away. That's not bad. Dr. Neil is voting for I'm a Loser by the Beatles. So.
Cowboy Dave, Kung Fu Fighting, and William, Fleetwood Mac, Sweet Little Lies.
All right.
Tell me Sweet Little Lies. So.
All right.
That's the two I've gotten on this side.
6:15 in the morning. Our listener, one of our great new listeners of the last year or two, Judith, it's her power playlist today. And Judith skews 25 years younger than the average Wake Up Tucson listener. So she's going to take us into a new area of some tunes. There's some good stuff on here. So 6:16 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson. It's the Taco Tuesday in a town where every day is Taco Tuesday, the best Mexican food city in America. Someone told me yesterday they thought it was the Mexican food here was better than in Mexico. That's interesting. Wake up, Tucson. You know, Matt was actually doing the robot.
I was
the best. We call him the Matt. We call it the Mattbot. 6:20 in the morning. We're playing our friend Judith's playlist today. She sent 18 songs to wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Let's see. Scott's got You're No Good by Linda Ronstadt for the Conover music I'm going to play while I'm reading. Now, Eastside Tom, the we can't do that one by Dennis Leary. I can't even read that. Eastside Tom, the godfather of Pliskin Acres. His title is he's the poet laureate of Pliskin Acres. I like that. Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me by Linda Ronstadt.
There you go.
Hey, Mr. Fantasy by Traffic.
Good selections. Along the lines of Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, Liz called up to request the Pretenders, Stop Your Sobbing. So I thought that was... the fuse has been lit on this one.
Of course, Phil gives me some Deep Tracks, Kansas. Yeah. Marianne, Don't Want to Fight by the Alabama Shakes. I'm not familiar with Don't Want to Fight by the Alabama Shakes, but it's on the list, as we like to say. Let's go to Windows XP. XP, what's shaking out there?
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Christopher. Very serious today. I like this.
Hey,
yes, sir.
That's he's the godfather or the poet laureate. His name's Don.
Tom. Eastside Tom. He's the one who came up with...
That's awesome.
He's the one that came up with Pliskin Acres, that fateful St. Patrick's Day 4 years ago.
Much respect.
Absolutely.
Much respect to him.
Yep.
In fact, I heard that Pliskin, they're actually to go along with the bike lane. You know, the bike lane on the streets, Chris?
Yes.
And Pliskin Acres, they're putting a shopping cart lane.
Wow. That's actually pretty good.
Yes, Chris.
I'm sorry. No, that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's up there. We're gonna.
Chris.
As Pat of the. Hold on.
Multi-use lane.
No. Multi. That you blew it. Just stay right there. Shopping cart lane is genius. That is.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it because the dude was going against traffic in. In the bike lane, I forget where it was. I think it was Craycroft. It's just after a while, it just becomes just such a menace of just horribleness. Just the streets of Tucson. It is at this point, man. I'm going in. It's about 3 years of just getting so worse. The bike lane thing came up, and I'm like, well, shopping cart lane, because hell, I see more shopping carts than bikes.
I mean, so remember, they want to do
that
what
is logic.
They want to call, what do they call it, road diets, where they take away the car lanes and then add other things like bike lanes. So part of the road diet is so perfect. The stolen shopping cart lane is just...
total stolen property.
And then they can have the 10...
stolen property in it. And yes. Then garbage everywhere. Another crap. I mean, literally... Because you've heard where they say, well, the average American, in an average day, they commit, like, I don't know, I'll just be sarcastic, 95 felonies without realizing it. Well, these guys, man, it just swears on me that I'm out there busting ass. And this isn't like the littlest violin time, but it's just really hot, and then I don't even feel sorry for them anymore about being out in the heat.
Look, if your business is you're cleaning commercial businesses' windows in Tucson, Arizona, right?
As they throw them out. In fact, at First and Glen, they escorted out. I've said four people couldn't even come in anymore. And some of them, literally, if they're even on the park, it's so bad that if they're even on the parking lot and are spotted, they call the police. And now, don't laugh. But anyway,
are the cops really showing up for a parking lot thing?
They do. Well, they're hit or miss, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're fickle. But I have seen them roused in homeless camps, busted people with, I don't know if there's like a multiple, if you have a certain amount of shopping carts full of crap, you're blocking. Maybe it's impeding. Maybe they use, you know, they bump it up to another higher charge. But it is, I am curious, but when I try to talk to law enforcement, they don't want to talk. And, you know, I just have to tell them my usual line, which is, thanks for putting up with the BS. Instead
well,
of I support you.
Now,
as you
the first thing, Glenn, you're talking about the Quick Trip, right? Right. The Quick
or
Trip.
Anywhere, really, anywhere. Like,
now,
for instance,
now,
Chris, at Walmart.
The first thing, Glenn, one, is that the one where they boarded up or locked down the side entrances?
No, they can't. They can't because it's what's called a Gen 1 point something. It only has a front entrance, so it's a little one. And then there's a Gen 2, and then the big ones, like Fort Lowell, that's a Gen 3. So it has a, you know, Quick Trip does have a certain Star Trek-esque-ness to it, that they have the classes of their ships. And then they all go by a 1067.
The
1073. That's what they. I don't know. I just.
I'll have Charles Heller check out the angles of the nacelles at all the different Quick Trips and make sure they're where Starfleet needs to be.
At this point, with the homeless photon torpedoes full yield maximum spread.
Well, I'm going to tell you, buddy. The dedicated shopping cart lane is.
Yeah.
After you know, it's funny. After I said. You know, you need to step up your game 2 weeks ago. Look where you're at now. You're like Ted Williams batting 374 right now. Good job.
Well, I'm not trying to. I normally try to make it so it's like for radio, but I'm just going to be more E. And for instance, like, I know you're going to get me a K-Drive oven mitt. I know you will do that by Christmas for me. I know that'll happen. And then, Chris, there was such a bad wreck. I went up and did steampunk Saturday morning. And at about 6:45, there literally were too many vans in the northbound lane, just right between when you go through Conquistador going down up to come up to the first shopping center before steampunk. They were in my lane, head on, driver to driver, corner to corner, everything, cars blown out, windshields blown out. Huge contracting truck on the southbound lane, whole side ripped off. The workers still sitting on the median looking dazed, and there were about 7 sheriff's cars, and there were like 5 people sweeping up.
Yeah, this is the.
And I just lost it on that. So be careful out there, people, because that's like, a, what, 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
For
all
whatever,
right.
Whenever it happened.
Christopher, great job. Yep. This is now part of the lexicon of Wake Up Tucson. Dedicated shopping lanes for the streets of Tucson. Good job, buddy.
Oh, and Chris, I just got a quick joke. Do you know what Bruce Lee's favorite drink is?
Matt, are you on the dump button?
Wata! Wata!
There you go.
And since I said water, stay hydrated. And then did you hear about the 6 bikers that went down in Nevada and 2 died from heat exposure?
We gotta go.
Be careful out there. God bless. Godspeed.
Christopher. KOLD, this is a horrible story. This was the accident in the area of Mark and Valencia Road 2 Saturdays ago. 73-year-old Debbie Bazan died of the result of her injuries from the crash. 25-year-old Daquan Kane was arrested. He was driving a Chevy Equinox on Valencia Road at 96 miles an hour. Ran the red light and swerved to avoid collision. Crossed the road and then collided with 2 other vehicles. So poor 73-year-old Debbie Bazan just got out of her car and started driving to go to the store, visit her family, and I got this psycho going 96. Again, another Hispanic lady losing it and losing her life in the town run by mad-ass super birthing people. Keep them getting worse. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Windows Chris just came up with a superstar idea for the city of Tucson, dedicated stolen shopping cart lanes. That's That's damn good.
Then you could have a 10 crime or less express lane. So, you know, the whole thing could all fit together as a grocery store motif.
I need the, I do need the, your songs for the Laura Conover reading of her email out to her email list after the folks who lost their people's, their loved ones' lives. The victims' families were treated like crap by her. Wait till you hear what she calls them before it's over. So right now we have You're So Vain by That's My Vote. There's Bruce Ash is backing up Dr. Neil on I'm a Loser by the Beatles. So there's that we could do Jobim and Sinatra, So Insensitive, that one. That's not bad. Clarissa sends me smooth.
That's true, Gilberto.
She sends me Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. I don't really. I'm to a point where we don't play pedophiles' music anymore on the show. So, Matt keeps asking me to play some Gary Glitter. We're not doing that either. So, allegedly.
There's somebody on from, I'll tell you off the air. Never mind. We're not going to have that conversation on the air.
So in the, let me set up the second hour for you. We're going to play you some of the, I'll go over the Ryan Fish story that was on KOLD. We'll play you some of the press conference, and then I'll do the dramatic reading of Laura Conover's insensitive, vein-filled thing, letter, email. Oh, also her doing a post about a lizard. We'll get to that too. So you're going to see some the Nanos folks saying that he's been endorsed by three different associations, right? And I think they're all made up by the same 23 people that support him from the command staff that are buddies and been promoted. So I wouldn't look too deep into it. Yeah. You know, the other thing I was thinking about is the, did you guys, this is last week. So I was already, you know, and I was already in a 4th of July Yuma days at that point. Right. Just,
you're cooking, man.
I was doing the McConaughey voiceover, even without the wild turkey. I see the street lights melting on a 118 degree day as we celebrate liberties, the birth of liberty. This is a story about the Pima County Sheriff canine that went missing. Okay. And I forgot the, I'll get to it.
Damon.
Damon? Right? Don't say Damon.
The one on the southwest side of southeast side of town?
This is the one that's the
was, drug dog.
Yes.
Southeast side of town, I believe.
Okay.
Damon, I believe. Damon or Damien?
So, Damon. Don't say Damien. That's that little satanic kid from The Omen.
Damon.
Oh. Stop looking at me, Damien. Can't believe whack Gregory Peck. Anyway, you know, it wouldn't be bad to do a Conover thing, do the tubular bells. In the background, that wouldn't be bad. Kind of like that Halloween Carpenter thing. So here's the thing. I guess there's a story behind Damon being lost that we have to find out more about. That if we find out more about it, we'll make you laugh your you know what off.
Oh, okay.
But here's my thing. So then they had to do the press conference.
Yes.
With the lady who found Damon the dog.
Yeah, it was in the news last week. They gave her a commendation or a letter. It's recognition.
I just thought about this. So think about this, right? Imagine, so remember when Nanos was getting questioned on his budget? And he said about his phone was blowing up while he was in Hawaii. And what was I going to do?
That's right.
What was I going to do? Cut my Hawaiian vacation short to deal with this? Right? And I'm thinking, here's this guy. He's so hated by most of his troops. Right? He literally is the angry Frank Burns of local law enforcement It was their hatred that fooled me, Margaret. Right? And I could, now if he was in Hawaii and he found out that the dog was found and they were, and like one of his command guys go, hey, you know, we're going to just do a little thing to recognize the lady. No, you're not. You hold your horses.
It was the sheriff that made the presentation.
Right. And he tells his wife, we're canceling the trip. She's already in her bathing suit. She's drinking a beautiful drink out of a coconut. Right. Telling the server, I don't want any more poi. I'm sick of it. Right. And Nanos is like, pack up, honey. We're getting back to Tucson. But it's 112 there. I got to do this press conference. It's me and a dog. This is the only way I can soften myself up here. It's like, no, you don't. You are not doing that press conference. I'm doing it. Let me read you that Raheena Romero. Remember, she doesn't talk about her own town. You guys are just getting in her way for running for Papa Grijalva's seat one day. you flimsy little Tucsonans. Pesky. There's no one more qualified or better to beat Trump in November and lead our nation into the future than Joe Biden. I'm proud to stand with our president.
No one better. No one. Not one person, Chris. Is that just going to be a daily read from here till November?
That's so good.
No one.
That is so perfect coming from one of the most shallow public servants in the history of Tucson. I affirm my commitment to work tirelessly to reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. These past 4 years, they've shown that they are ready, willing, and able to lead. Able to lead. Excuse me. Whew. Just a little. Crime down in downtown Tucson, according to report.
We're playing this one again.
I just love it. This is the Tucson Chamber guys gaslighting the community. No one. So it. They talk about how it was some survey done by Rio Nuevo. And then Zach's out there. And we were talking about he set up the perfect shot in front of all of his books. He has, we all noticed he has 9 copies of the politics injury. Industry. What was the other one he had here that I love? There was How to Kill a City. Are you helping?
There's instructions.
Yes. Is that a warning? Is that a warning book you're telling? Where's Zach? Shouldn't Zach
be warning or instruction manual?
Right. Yeah. Shouldn't Zach be out there going, here's what we got to really, here's a great book. We all should be watching out for the warning signs. And then of course, my favorite one for Yenser, Talk Like Ted, TED. That's all he does. So again, Tucson Chamber gaslighting the entire town. I got to give him credit. He says, well, it's good improvement. Well, we can do better.
Yeah, that interview is a couple of weeks old, and I remember watching it. And, you know, on the surface, it sounds like there's been improvements. But you watch the whole thing, it's not all that rosy.
Talking to cops and some business folks down there. No one's believing it. We just had the window breaking thing where Ray Flores Jr. said we're the city of gastronomy.
Yeah.
Gastronomy.
Yeah. Right. But it goes back to your comment. Yes, of course, if you throw extra police presence and extra patrols and extra attention, of course it's gonna get better.
Right.
Speaking of glass,
yes.
Right up the street. Our good friends at Alvernon Donuts, there's several windows that are boarded up. 3 windows. 3 big, tall windows.
That's $1,000 down the toilet.
So these folks that if you knew their story, if you ever talked to them about their story, you talk about just getting to the point of the bottom layer of Maslow's hierarchy of needs of safety by coming to America. And this is the kind of stuff that the 100-acre woods, walking distance proximity.
Pio Nuevo.
This is what we get, man. This is what we get.
I'm with you.
People that are struggling to make a buck, you know, and this is what they got to put up with.
We just want donuts and
roasted
chicken.
They didn't do anything wrong. Nope. They did nothing wrong.
It's true.
But you got all the fentanyl zombies running around. You see them every morning on Alvernon.
So think about it. You should have, you know, like, what's really the, you know, the Tucson Chamber has their coalition against retail theft. Joke. But let's do this. What if you were going to do a guide? We're going to help. You know, I've been so critical of Sun Corridor. We're going to do some public service for the Sun Corridor today. What do you, if you're going to open a business in the city of Tucson, what do you really need and how do you really do it to survive? Right? So in the end, you must have bars on your window, or we have the super terrific unbreakable plastic glass here at the station kind of stuff. You got to buy that. Right? You got to over invest in your windows. So either the stuff that can't break on just a average hit, or you have to have cages around your windows. That's number one. That is number one. How do you have your business without letting people into your building? That's the other thing. So again, the salad and go, can your business survive on the salad and go business model? Right? Only drive through, only walk up. No one comes into the same space as your employees. Right. Tell me about that. That's another thing. So what are some other things? You can give us a call, 790-2040. What are some real things that a small business owner in Tucson really needs to have that's outside the regular things of owning a business? Because we're what we call special. And now that we're a town with dedicated shopping cart lanes, we've reached the pinnacle. 6:47 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. Brushfire is voting American Idiot by Green Day. That's got potential. Phil, missing person's mental hopscotch. I don't know that one. The curse is up for Tubular Bells from The Exorcist. That's not bad. Lonesome Loser, Little River Band. The problem is she's not by herself, right? I mean, she's got Ron Barber and Nina Traceoff brushing her hair in the morning. 6:48 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news talk. 6:53 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. This is our friend Judith's playlist. Today, this is Armin Van Buuren, Mark's older brother. And it's called I Need You. Nice tune. 6:53 in the morning. We're going to do a whole dedicated Laura Conover second hour where we're going to play you part of the press conference of grieving families. We'll go through the Ryan Fish piece a little bit on KGUN9. And then I'm going to do a dramatic reading of her email to her email list. And so we're looking for, right now, You're So Vain, Tubular Bells. I know I both came up with both of those. There's some good ones out there. American Idiot's not bad either, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to Richard on line two. Richard, good morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So we're in the middle of the primary season here, and I just had a question related to putting forward candidates that are going to win in the general election. Now, in the state of Arizona, we have a majority Republican registration. We should be winning statewide races. But it seems like, especially lately, we've had a problem of putting forward candidates that can't win in the general election. And my question is this: why isn't the Republican Party trying to promote candidates that can win? We I'm tired of what we've been seeing lately, where we have all of these fringe candidates that are popular in the primary, and then they go to the general and they lose.
So let me ask you. I have, of course, DeSimone's got an opinion about everything, but what? Give me one reason why you think it's so. I want to hear from you first, Richard.
Well, we get candidates like Terry Lake, for example.
Yep.
And Blake Masters and Abe.
Hamadeh.
Mark Fincham and these ultra-MAGA candidates.
So what happened was, coming out of the 2020 election, there's this anger going on, okay? We know that that there was this Patriot Party movement of people who wanted to have their own party that was more conservative than the Republican Party. Right. And then all of a sudden people who signed to be on the Patriot Party are showing up either running for office. Right. Or a couple of them are, one of them is running the Pima GOP right now. Okay. And so there's a train of thought that there's a possible kind of infiltration a little bit. But in the end, I think the real story is you've had candidates who think they're Donald Trump. Right. That are getting away with saying the craziest stuff and just obliterating other people in the party. And what's happening is that they're winning primaries because they are appealing to the basest, lowest emotion of Republican voters. Right? And then we know that when it comes to primaries, usually your harder right people are coming out to vote in those primaries. So they're taking advantage of the anger out there about Trump elections and all these things that have gone on, right? And they're just appealing to the basest instinct of these people. I've seen, nothing more depressing than going on the Pima County Republican website, right? It's all, you're not Republican enough, attacking people from their own party. The new one I see lately, Richard, is they're not a patriot enough. You're not a patriot enough for them, right? And I've seen people call Juan Siscomani an illegal alien working for the cartels and all this other stuff. So in the end, there's been a group of people that are taking advantage of the anger, right? They saw Donald Trump eviscerate Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and get away with it. And they all think they can get away with it. And then when it comes to a balanced district, they're not winning, or the state of Arizona. And I keep bringing up Kimberly Yee, the treasurer. She beat Carrie Lake by 125,000 votes, and she was on the same ballot that had to go through the tabulators that couldn't read Carrie Lake's votes, supposedly.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the thing that kills me is the Republican Party should be wanting to win elections and trying to promote people who can win in a general election.
So I have a friend of mine, he's a retired Army guy, and his take on the MAGA purity people is, it's like you're going into battle, right? And half the Army turned around and shot their own guys in the legs right before they went into a battle against an equal force. He goes, how do you win anything when you're literally telling half your party, you're not good enough for us, go home?
Yep.
Right?
Calling people rhinos, all kind of, it's just...
Well, and what happens is, people take things personally, right? So when you crap on them or crap on their candidate, then when it comes to the general, they're like, oh, why aren't you supporting me? Well, I think you're a nut. How about that? So, and you treated me like crap all the way to get here.
Yep.
So, all right. Great call, Richard. Appreciate it. Running out of time. Have a great day. Stay safe out there. Well, over on Valencia and Kolb, there is a homeless guy urinating on 3 stolen shopping carts, which is slowing traffic in the right-hand lane. I'm trying to fill in for... Ha 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 ha! I'm waiting for Monty Python. I keep getting the traffic guy. We'll see you for a Laura Con-